This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The White House says President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Friday phone call that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country, and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. Jen Psaki is the White House spokesperson.
He reiterated that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure. And he also reiterated his expectation that President Putin take action, even if it is not directed by the Russian government and if it is because of criminal actors in his own country.
The conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva, where Biden warned against continuing cyber attacks on U.S. businesses and infrastructure emanating from Russia. In a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved a draft resolution to keep humanitarian aid flowing for another year from Turkey to millions of people in northwestern Syria. In a rare twist, the U.S. and Russia came together to put forward the compromise resolution, which reauthorizes the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing point for another 6 months. It had been due to expire on Saturday. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. UN ambassador.
Thanks to this resolution, millions of Syrians can breathe a sigh of relief tonight, knowing that vital humanitarian aid will continue to flow into Idlib through the Bab al-Hawa border crossing.
More than 3.4 million people live in the area outside Syrian government control, serviced by the 1,000 aid trucks that cross through Bab al-Hawa each month. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan security personnel increased checkpoints in and around the provincial capital of Herat on Friday after Taliban fighters seized control of a key district in the western part of the province the day before. Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province. Taliban officials said Friday the group had taken control of 85% of territory in Afghanistan. The insurgents have been gaining territory for weeks, but accelerated their thrust as the United States vacated its main Afghan base, effectively ending an intervention that began with the ousting of the Taliban government in 2001. A United Nations spokesperson said Friday that an envoy is in contact with Haitian leaders urging an inclusive political compromise to maintain stability and chart the country's way forward. Spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said humanitarian aid flights were canceled this week due to safety concerns after the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse.
The International Organization for Migration and other humanitarian colleagues estimate that as July 4th, some 18,000 people were displaced in Port-au-Prince, greater metropolitan area. Of those, nearly 14,700 were displaced since the beginning of gang clashes in early June.
Haitian authorities have made more arrests in the assassination, raiding Taiwan's embassy, where several suspects are believed to have sought refuge, while also detaining two Haitian Americans and several former Colombian soldiers allegedly tied to the plot. In all, 17 suspects have been detained, and another 8 are being sought, according to National Police Chief Leon Charles. The death toll in the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 78 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. AP's Jennifer King reports.
14 victims were recovered from the rubble on the 16th day of searching at the Champlain Tower South condo building in Surfside.
The magnitude of this tragedy is growing each and every day.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava was among those who spoke at the news conference covered by WPLG.
This brings the total number of confirmed fatalities to 78.
No one has been pulled out alive since the first hours after the 12-story building fell on June 24th. On Thursday, officials in Paraguay said that the body of the sister of that country's first lady was among those found. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says the pile is shrinking.
In certain areas as low as floor 2, and we're still in certain areas at floor 5.
I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.